407-278-5939. Lots of great calls so far, and looking forward to some further calls. So we've got another call, who I believe this one's from Ken from Wichita. As soon as I can push the button over here, activate the Kansas button. Hello, Ken.
Hey, what is up, gentlemen?
Not much. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. First of all, thank you guys so much for what you're doing, man. We're taking my kids to the first ever down there to Orlando, and without your guys' podcast, without this call-in show, dude, I don't know what I'd be thinking. So thank you so much. Thanks for answering my email a couple weeks ago as well.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening.
I need help. I need some guidance here. I have my top 10 questions here, okay, but I don't want to take all the time, so I can either fly through them or just pick a couple.
Just keep going with them, and then if we think you stink, we'll cut you off. How about that?
I will get run like Jim Rome.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah.
Have a day. Iceberg is burning. Don't suck.
I'll mute you like in around the horn.
Wait. All right. I'm gonna fly through them.
All right.
First one. How early do I need to arrive at the airport when I'm going home from there? Three.
Two. No, three is too much.
2 hours.
Leave your resort, like wherever. Leave Disney World 2 hours before. You'll be fine.
So even if it takes 40 minutes to get to the airport and I'm dropping off a vehicle, I'm running from Dollar.
Yeah.
Even with an hour and 40 minutes, I'm going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. Unless you're not going like during Christmas or New Year's or a big holiday, are you?
December 10th through the 18th.
Fine. You're fine. Leave Disney World 2 hours before, return the car. You'll have too much time to kill anyway. Just just get through security, because that line can get pretty long over there in Orlando.
Okay. Mickey Mouse Christmas party. Do I wait for free tickets and hope, or do I just buy them in advance?
If you want to go, I would buy them in advance. The thing is, when I got my free tickets for Pirate and Princess Party, I went to City Hall, and they may ask you about it. It'll depend on how well they're selling those dates, although Very Merry sells a lot better than Pirate and Princess. So I would say buy them in advance. But what do you think?
I agree. You're not going to get free tickets for that. No.
Did you say just buy them in advance and get free tickets?
No, buy them in advance.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to give you free tickets for that.
All right. Somewhere I read on, I think it was on one of the Disney boards, or something of the lighting of the tree.
Yes.
At Animal Kingdom.
No.
There is no such thing.
No, it's at I know the one at Epcot. Scopa, is there one at Animal Kingdom?
That's a good question. That would be something that I would defer to Deb Wills, because she's the expert on the Animal Kingdom. I don't know if there's a tree lighting on the Animal Kingdom. Let me double check.
Yeah, we'll check in the chat room if someone sees it. I know at Epcot you can do that, and I believe they turn the tree on at 6. Is that right?
At Epcot,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, at Epcot. I think maybe that's one you're thinking of.
That must be.
Deb says... Deb says there's no special tree lighting in Animal Kingdom, so
let's go
with that. Thank you, Deb.
That's great. Hey, I'm planning to buy big sit-down meal lunches instead of dinners. Is that a bad idea? If it's okay, what time should we eat? Like 1 o'clock? I'm worried about if I go earlier, it's going to cut significantly the turning time, since the place only opens at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock on the early morning days.
I would do, if I were you, my advice is to do it before the lunch crowd, so make it for like 11 a.m., and so that way, the reason why I say that is you have your lunch then. So then you'll be done during the lunch hour really hits, and you'll be able to take advantage of people eating and not being on the ride.
Disney Quest, Cirque du Soleil, I feel overwhelmed as it is. I'm spending 8-9 days there. But Cirque du Soleil, don't miss it. Is that true?
Cirque du Soleil is one of those... one of those events which, when you see the price of the ticket, you will say, oh my God, are you kidding me? Am I paying this amount to see this thing? And then when you go there and you experience the event, you walk out and you say, boy, that was a bargain. It really is worth it. And the thing is that you want to make sure that you don't eat a big meal before you go, because you don't want to have to take a bio break in the middle of a Cirque du Soleil performance.
That's great. All right, here are my bigger questions, and this is no pun intended. I'm really scared because I am fat. I do not want to throw down $5,000 and then watch my kids ride Peter Pan.
So I would advise you to look at some resources, both online and in print. I know that the Open Mouse book that Deb Wills and Deb Coma have written address people with larger people. And
there is a size. Yes, there is a size area.
Yeah, a lot of Disney's very good about it, I would say. A lot of them have, especially the thrill attractions, have test vehicles outside the attraction so you can test it out beforehand so you'll know exactly. See, I think a lot of people don't want to worry about, you know, getting stuck in there, God forbid, or something like that. You know, something embarrassed. They don't want to embarrass themselves.
Sure.
And those can really help a lot. So you might want to, you know, Google's your friend. Check out some resources online. Check out Deb's book. That would be a real good place to start.
So Deb's book is called Open Mouse?
Open Mouse, that's right.
Passport is Open Mouse for Walt Disney World and the Disney Cruise Line.
Okay. I've had other people say that I don't have to worry about it, but I wanted to hear it from you guys.
Yeah, I mean,
I weigh about 280.
You'll be fine. I think you'll be okay.
You'll be fine.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, this one may be a little a lame question, but, dude, I don't want to drop it. I have scheduled the day we arrive in Orlando at like 2 o'clock, and I thought maybe we could go to Magic Kingdom and just kind of hang out, let our kids kind of absorb it all. And then we have 2 other days at Magic Kingdom, 1.5 days at Epcot. The other half day there, we're doing Sydney's Breakfast. And then we have 1 day at MGM, 1 day at Animal Kingdom, and 1 day at Kennedy. Should I swap any of that? Does that seem like a good balance?
Scopey, you might be able to speak more about this. I would think, I mean, yeah, you know your family best, and if you think they're going to be up for it, why not? Why not, you know, put as much Disney as you can? You're paying a lot to go down there. What do you think, Scopa?
I think that it's, like you said, Matt, I think it's up to the individual. I think it's one of those things where you won't know until you actually spend the first few days if you want to continue with your plan. I think that it's important to approach it with the thought that you may want to change it and not feel bad if you do want to change it, because there may be something that happens in the first day or two that may change your feeling towards one park or another. So you may find that you're shifting. Just don't be afraid to be flexible with your schedule when you go down there.
That's a great word. We have the park hopper, so I'm not too worried about that. That's great.
Yeah.
We're staying at French Quarter. Other than it being spread out and possibly needing a stroller, any other tips for staying there? What should I know, tips and tricks for there?
Building 5.
Building 5 or building 4, really. 4 or 5 would be nice.
And they wouldn't, again, they weren't, when I reserved it, they were like, okay, well, that's great, but nothing really. Hold on, I just need to call back a week in advance. And say, hey,
call 3 to 5 days in advance, yep. And when you check in, just gently remind them that you called about that, and they will do their best to try to put you in there.
5 or 4. Any other tips, tricks for there? Eating there, or Riverside, or?
The eating, I mean, all they have is really a food court, which kind of stinks in our collective opinion. The good news is that you're the first stop on the bus and the first one to be dropped off, so on and off French Quarter, which is nice. I've stayed there a couple times. I always like it. There's nothing I can really think that jumps out of my mind. Scope, anything for French Quarter?
The only thing I like about it is it's a great place to jog in the morning. I really enjoy jogging along the Sasagula River.
yeah, take the boat on the Sasagula River to Downtown Disney one day.
Oh, that's great.
Did we answer all your questions?
I have 2 more. Are you ready?
Woo! More questions. Let's do
it. You guys are rocking. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Newell's
sleeping, so it's okay. Just keep it quiet.
We're taking our kids to the Kennedy Space Center. My 2 oldest kids are just convinced they're going to be astronauts, which is awesome. So we're really excited to take them there, but there's very little information on stuff other than I'm finding on Kennedy's website. Do you guys have any tips or tricks that I should know for going there?
The last time I was there, I think the Columbia Space Shuttle was still going around, so I have no idea.
Last time I was there, Sputnik was going up.
That was good.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you. All right. Hey, last one. I read somewhere or saw it somewhere where someone talked about having Game Boys or in the line while it waits. I was thought that was a good idea, except what do they do with the Game Boys during the ride? You just
I think
off
it's
the side and hope no one steals it?
I think it's a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, terrible idea.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a couple of reasons. You're in Disney World. You're not there to play video games, and there's so much going on, you really don't need it. If you do, if your kids are kind of a little antsy and they need a little entertainment, I would recommend there's a great book by Kim Button. It's the Queue Line Survival Guidebook. I have a copy of it, I think. And it's a great book. I really enjoy it. And you should check that one out. What it is like let's say you're in line for Space Mountain. What there is a bunch of pages with trivia, games, things to talk about, things to look for, hidden Mickeys. So a lot of little different things. It's really great. It's good for all ages. It's not just, you know, for little kids. There's stuff there that'll test your wife and as well as the little one. So I think you'll enjoy that. I think it's a much better option. I think when you're playing video games, you're just in your own world and you really can't – I don't think you'll enjoy Disney World as much, in my opinion.
That's great. I mean, that really affirms what we were thinking too, because we don't even have them and we're just worried about them being bored. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to take anything away.
There's a lot going. Those queue lines are designed very well. It's not like how, you know, how it used to be where you're just in this, like, you know, switchback after switchback after switchback. You know, like Expedition Everest. I mean, there's so much to look over there. I almost wish sometimes for, you know, a 30 or 40 minute wait. The Soarin' line has those games to play now there. So I think you'll be okay.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the pre-shows, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for letting me monopolize time. You guys are such a great resource. Thank you so much.
At least I can stop holding my breath from now on. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Ken. We appreciate you listening.
Have a good show, Ken.
Take care.
Go Jayhawks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. It must be, what, 12:30 right now? Oh, 9:30. Okay. 407-278-5939. Give us a call, and we have the phone lines are back open now that Ken has asked all of his questions. So you can give us a call, and we'll put you on the show to talk about. We have some great questions. Lots of time still left, so if you've got questions, be sure to give us a call. And you know, MouseFest is coming up. A lot of questions have been, you know, kind of in the general nature. A lot of marathon questions. So, you know, always here to. Maybe we're doing a really good job, I guess, Scopa. Of answering MouseFest stuff on the regular shows, people don't even need to call in about during the live shows.
Well, yeah, I you know, and sometimes when we do our shows, we're always worried about overdoing it with some of them. Sometimes we wonder if we're doing too many shows on Disney dining, but you know that's always a very popular subject. And with MouseFest, I'm not sure if we've done enough. It seems like we're not getting that many questions about MouseFest, so I think that maybe we have done enough for MouseFest.
Well, a lot of it is a lot of people are gonna if they're new to it. I think it's hard to kind of ask what you don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? Like you can only do so much ahead of time, and at a certain point, you know, you just have to jump into it. But I think I guess we have done a good job on it. We do have another caller though, and it's Jeff from Connecticut. Jeff, how's it going?
Great. How you doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I just booked my next vacation for January 27th to February 2nd.
Nice.
We're staying at Newell's Landing.
Old Key West. Nice.
Got a great AP rate. Just want to know what's the best place to stay at Newell's Landing.
Mr. Newell.
Anywhere but Building 29. Stay away from Building 29.
Is there a reason?
Well, the beds are crappy there. It was horrible.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have my map in front of me. Jeff, I usually like to stay in Building 43 because you're away from the bus area, the road. I know Mr. Voice was staying there. He stayed in one of the last buildings alongside the highway, so you get all the highway noise. I would always ask for a building facing either the golf course or a water view. This way you're away from all that ambient noise from buses and the cars and stuff.
Very good. And I also want to know when you're going to let Mike do a whole show on audio, maybe bring in Martin and talk to him about audio and downloading from the internet.
We had asked Martin to come on, didn't we? And he never got back to us.
Yeah, I thought we had a long time ago. We may have to try again to bring. You're talking about Martin from the United Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess we could definitely try to bring him in. But, you know, let me tell you, Jeff, if there's a roadblock to having that kind of a show, it's not from Martin, if you get my drift.
Yeah. It was crazy because when you did the Epcot sound show, you went over to Mouse Bites and looked at the recent downloads, and all the places you talked about, all of a sudden the hits on them are going through the roof.
Really?
So you're driving traffic.
Well, there you go. So it is a great resource. And, you know, we always push Newell. He's got to talk more about the audio.
Hi, who's the audio guy? He should be talking more.
Hi, Jenny. Where you calling from? Orlando. Okay, you're up next, okay?
Newell, you're on the wrong line.
All right, thanks.
He's got himself muted. Newell.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that whole conversation?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my mic open.
your wife's going to be mad.
Yeah, you made a date and everything. Wow.
I can't believe you said that on the air, Newell.
Now Jenny knows what I said to her. The whole world.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jeff.
Have a good evening, Al.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, Matt, guess who's on the phone next?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
It's Jenny from Orlando.
Wow, I never would have guessed that one. Where is Jenny? Let's see here. Jenny.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, the whole world knows that you were calling.
Oh, great.
What can we do for tonight?
Well, hey, as a local, I'm just curious, when you guys come down here, do you guys ever venture to the other parks? Like, what are your favorite other Disney destinations?
I haven't been to another park outside of Disney since I was at least 12, 15 years ago.
And wow. And he's only 18 now, so.
That's right. I'm only 14 years old. I'm Jonathan, and I dress up as a zombie.
I like turtles.
So clearly I don't. I've heard rave reviews. It's worth going to Islands of Adventure just for the Spider-Man ride. I was talking to Deb Wills about that, and she said that it's worth almost worth the price of admission just for that one. Although,
yeah.
Do you guys have any opinions?
I have annual passes at Universal and SeaWorld. I love all the little stuff as well, so I'm just curious what you guys. Nice to see you guys go venture beyond Disney once in a while.
Scopa, do you have any? I don't know when the last time you went off-site was also.
Oh, man. I think it was sometime within the last 5 years. I think we went to SeaWorld.
I will say, I take that back. I have gone somewhere off-site. I went to Old Town with Josh and Sarah, and it's the worst place in the friggin' world, I swear.
I know.
I remember that being so much better, and we went there, and it was like, oh, my God, does this place stink? We were there for like 10 minutes, and it was like, okay, it's time to leave.
Okay, yeah.
Elvis Museum. They get an Elvis Museum there, Matt. You know, like,
yeah, the best part of it is like the $5 Pepsi, or $5.
Yes.
The 50 cent Pepsis or whatever it is. But they're like uber small. It's really a tourist trap.
Lane.
Yeah.
Have you guys been to Gatorland?
I have not. Have any of you guys been there?
Nope. No. I know there was a fire there, but that's about it.
Went to, what is the castle there? The
Magic Kingdom?
No. Medieval Times. I've been to Medieval Times.
Oh, God.
That's about it. You know, I've been to Universal, Medieval Times.
I went to the Titanic adventure thing that they had at the Mercado, but that just recently closed.
Yeah, I think that's...
I mean, outside of Universal or SeaWorld, I've never been to, and one of these days I am going to go down there. You got to see at least once, right? I mean, I would like to do that at least once. Probably also in Tampa, with Busch Gardens, I hear, is also really good. So things to check out. I just haven't had a time to do it. I remember, you guys ever remember, was it Splendid China or something that was off 192?
Sure. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Now.
It's gone.
Closed. Yeah.
It's been reduced to rubble. But our family used to like that. We used to go over there. There's a nice restaurant over there. But it's been reduced to nothing now. I think the gate is still there, isn't there?
They tore the rest of the place down?
Yeah, it's gone.
Does anybody remember Circus World?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Mike. We went back in 1976 to Circus World.
Yeah, I was in 1980. Circus World. Then it became Baseball and Boardwalk?
Baseball and Boardwalk, yep.
Yeah, okay.
I went to Watermania. I've been there twice, and I went there once as a kid, and I loved it. I went there again as an adult, and I hated it. It's a terrible water park. Wet n Wild, I think, got Watermania has been demolished, I think. One of them, too. I just remember that one of those water parks is now gone. But really, you go to these places, and boy, you have a newfound appreciation for Disney World.
Yeah, I went to the Fright Fest over at Universal just last week for the first time ever that I landed.
How'd you like it?
The Halloween night at Universal is beyond compare. It is the best.
Oh, there's no comparing it to what Disney puts on as far as frightening goes, because it's a totally different atmosphere. I wasn't too crazy about Universal to speak with, although they do things differently there that I liked. That Fast Pass option you can buy, fantastic.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I think we paid $35 extra, and we walked onto everything right in front. It was awesome. I really enjoyed that. I like how they do that. We did Shrek, you know, all the usual things, but they do it different.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, Universal's great. Just, you know, great for everyone to give it a little try. And hey, at SeaWorld, you get a lot of free beer.
Hey.
That works for me.
You're not kidding.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Oh, all right, thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jenny.
You know, this. I think we're going to have to wrap up live show number 18 here, folks. We thank everybody for coming in. Don't forget the chat room is open. We'll be open for a while, so if you want to join in, just go to wdwtoday.com. You'll find the link to the chat room right over there, and you can join us in chat. A lot of people in there. There's over 50 people in chat right now, so you can definitely join them. People do not just disappear as soon as the show is over. You'll probably be people in there like Newell until 1 a.m. or something like that.
Japan time.
That's right. And we thank everybody who called in and everyone who chatted with us and all the help. We had a fantastic time. If you want to find more information about WDW Today, you can go to our website at www.wdwtoday.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I am Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
That's the end of my show. Dog.
This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio 1!